And now, introducing your two favorite DJs.
Hold on one second. Wait, what do you mean they could make it? Okay, fine, just wing it.
And now, introducing the two available DJs.
He cannot be talking about us.
No, that sounds about right.
Good morning. It is July 3rd, 10:08, and you're here with me, DJ Peachy, a.k.a. Army Private Taylor Zockrell.
DJ Smitty, also known as Air Force Staff Sergeant Thomas Smith.
And I'm also DJ Smitty, Air Force... My voice is too deep and beautiful. This is Army Sergeant Matthew Key, a.k.a. The Dude. What's up, guys?
Yeah, so we got the dude in here hanging out with us. You know, we're going to talk about some fun stuff and listen to some good music.
Yeah, this hour we got some Britney Spears, Beyonce, Charlie Puth, a lot of good stuff. But right now we're going to begin the hour with Have It All by Jason Mraz right here on AFN The Eagle, serving America's best. I Don't Care by Ed Sheeran right here on the Penwide Show. You're with me, DJ Peachy.
DJ Smitty.
Oh, I'm the dude. I forgot my name for a second.
So, I got a question, guys. Uh-huh. So, for the 4th of July, you know, Independence Day, what did you guys used to do to celebrate whenever you were growing up?
Do you want to go first?
Yeah. My bad. Do you guys usually take turns?
Yeah, we kind of just jump around.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so me and my family, we always all got together and had a big meal, played some football, and of course, at the end of the night, we shot off our own fireworks.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, how about you, Peachy?
They had a big celebration up at the college football stadium. We went there. Everyone in the town would go there, and then we'd watch fireworks at the end of the night.
Very nice. Do y'all have like food and stuff like that out
there? Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah.
So we would usually have, like, you know, like our family, like our extended family. We'd have, like, the neighbor kids and stuff like that. Everyone would come over to our house because we had a big yard. Mm-hmm. So we had a bunch of people. Like, everyone would come over here, and we'd have a great time. We'd be, like, you know, like playing on a slip and slide. We'd have, you know, obviously food because, you know, we'd have, a big barbecue kind of cookout kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then we would have firework wars. Not just shooting fireworks. We would have firework wars where, like... all of, like, us as teenagers and, like, you know, I think we probably started this around, like, 13 years old or something like this. And we would take, like, you know, it started off, like a couple Roman candles fired at each other. Then it started with bottle rockets. And eventually it got to the point to where, like, you know, when we're in, like, our mid-teens and stuff like that, we were firing full-on mortars at each other, like, across, like, the yard. Like, and we had a bunch of pine trees in my yard. So, that was our cover. So, like, we'd be dashing in and out of, like, pine trees, firing, like, actual, like, mortar fireworks at each other.
Were your parents out there? They're like, boys will be boys.
Yeah, that's and the funny thing is they supported it. Like, they bought us half the fireworks.
They made bets on it before the war started. So they're like, Ricky's gonna win. Yeah.
Exactly. So my mom actually was the sane one. She was like, all right, well, just wear some sunglasses or something so you don't poke an eye out. Mm-hmm. Like, she's a medic, so, like, she was fine with it. She's like, if anyone blows up, I'll just put, like, stitch them back together. like they just let us do wild stuff with it, and it was a lot of fun. Like, we had a great time. Except we started playing at one point, there was one year we had a fence in between us and a neighbor's yard. And a friend of mine lived over at the other house. And so we were throwing fireworks over the fence at each other. And it was like a high fence. You can't actually see what's over there. So we're just throwing like mortars like by hand over there. And one of our friends thought it was a smoke bomb, picked it up to throw it back over the fence at us.
No.
And it blew up in his hand and like shredded his hand and stuff like that.
That's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
Tell your children that.
Exactly. So that's so you remember, firework safety this year, guys, is very important.
Yeah.
If you're doing stuff like that.
According to a new survey, only about 1/3 of people plan to watch fireworks on Thursday, and that includes 26% of people who are going to a fireworks show, 9% who are going to set off their own fireworks.
Only how many percent?
26.
I know, it's ridiculous.
That's not nearly enough.
The most common thing people do on the 4th of July is get together with family or friends. 44% of people are doing that. 28% are planning on going to a barbecue. And finally, 8% of people say they have to work on the 4th.
I mean, I get that because, I mean, all three of us are actually going to be working on the 4th. We've got a live radio remote going on at the 4th of July event here on Camp Humphreys. But, I mean, you still got to see some fireworks. You got to have some fun, eat some food. Like, come on.
Yeah, we're working on the 4th, but our job is literally to be there at the celebration.
Yeah, at the fun. So, I mean, it's going to be a great time. Yeah. There's a bunch of really good celebrations going on all around the peninsula, actually.
Yeah, there's one going on in Camp Casey. It's going to be on July 4th. Of course, it's going to be from 12 to 9:20. And it's going to be at the Camp Casey Gateway Club parking lot. They're going to have a live band, eating competitions, food and beverages for sale, DJ music, Zumba dancing, and, of course, fireworks display.
Boom.
So you can go catch that fireworks display up at Camp Casey.
Yep, and stick around, everybody, because we got your weather coming up in just a bit right here on AFN The Eagle.
Meet knowledgeable.
Oh, it's so cold. Ouch.
It is so hot, I told my dog to take the wheel so I could stick my head out the window.
In Camp Casey, 75 degrees, cloudy with a high of 86. In Youngstown, 75 degrees, cloudy with a high of 89. In the Osan Humphreys area, 73 degrees, mostly cloudy with a high of 85. In Daegu, 75 degrees, sunny with a high of 84. And in Kunsan, 72 degrees, partly sunny with a high of 81. How's that exchange rate looking?
Well, your exchange rate brought to you by the DOD Community Bank. $1 is going to get you 1,133 Korean won. Your air quality is currently orange, unhealthy for sensitive groups, with an AQI of 106. So you can rock those masks in uniform.
Yeah, and stay tuned because I have Pretty Girls by Britney Spears coming up next right here on AFN The Eagle, serving America's best. Beautiful by Bazzi right here on the Penwide Show. You're with me, DJ Peachy.
And DJ Smitty. And what's more beautiful than talking about food?
Yes.
Because we absolutely love talking about food here on the Penwide Show. Because DJ Peachy and I are just always hungry. So what do we got? What do we got food-wise?
Okay, so Krispy Kreme started doing something new.
Okay.
So it's about that time that we can get donuts without having to move at all.
Ooh.
After all, driving to a store and getting in and out of a car counts as exercise.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. It's such a hassle.
So Krispy Kreme just launched a new delivery service. About 100 stores in 15 states will start bringing you donuts, as long as you're within about 5 miles of the store and are willing to pay a small delivery fee.
Hey, that's not too bad, though. I mean, delivery donuts? Like, yeah. I feel like this is the next stage in human evolution, you know?
I think that would be really good for, like offices.
That's true, yeah.
So someone doesn't have to go run if they do want to get some donuts.
That's true, yeah. You can have, like, donuts in the morning or whatnot, and then, like, you know, oh, I'm bringing all the coworkers donuts, but you don't actually have to stop by on your way. You know, you can just have them deliver it, and that's pretty legit.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's going to be, like, a super busy time, though. Like, the beginning of the workday, like, you know, everyone's going to be like,
everyone needs donuts.
Yeah, you have to do it on, like, a Thursday, because, you know, Fridays are going to be a little hectic.
That's probably why they sent the distance amount, because that would
be about 5 miles. Yeah. I wonder if they're probably not going to be able to come on base. Oh, no. Mm. So it's going to be, like, holiday day off kind of thing.
They're planning to roll out delivery to all other stores by the end of the year. So this looks like something that they're thinking that is going to be permanent.
Mm-hmm. I like it. That's a really cool idea because, you know, who doesn't love donuts? First off, donuts are amazing and, you know, great. It's the breakfast of champions. And now
it's just an easy, like, I like sweet foods.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just an easy, like, just grab and go.
And it's a little sugar rush to get you going in the very beginning of the day. Yeah. Like, so. Oh,
and there's so many different kinds too.
That's true.
Everyone has their favorite.
Oh yeah, what's your favorite?
I like just a classic.
A classic, just normal glazed.
Yeah.
I am all about the maple, like the maple like topped ones. Like those are amazing. And if it's got like, you know, like a raspberry filling kind of thing. Oof. Mm. Oh, those are delicious. But speaking of donuts, there's a really great way here on Camp Humphreys. You can get donuts every week.
Yeah, so you can go over to the Camp Humphreys USO North at One Stop, because every Friday at 8 o'clock, you can enjoy a hot cup of freshly brewed coffee and a delicious free donut. And these donuts are fresh.
Yes.
Like, they are so fresh, and they're delicious.
Like, perfect way to start your Friday. Every Friday, they do this. Like, the USO North over at the One Stop. Every Friday at 8 o'clock, swing by there, get you some coffee and a donut, and just like, oof, starts
right
the day off right.
Mm-hmm. And stick around, because I have your Korea update coming up next. Starboy by The Weeknd featuring Daft Punk right here on The Ben White Show. You're with me, DJ Peachy.
DJ Smitty, and of course, we've got DJ Phantom in the house, Celebrity Hour here.
What up?
So we brought in DJ Phantom because we want to talk about some generational things here. So now we've got three different generations in the studio. We've got DJ Phantom, you are what, a Xennial, Gen X kind of?
Yeah, whatever, like depending on where you look.
Yeah, depending on where you look.
I was born in 84, so.
Yeah, and then
you say I'm a millennial, but I don't believe that.
Yeah. Then you've got me, who is straight up millennial, 100%. Like, I am right there in that generation. Mm-hmm. And then we've got
Generation Z.
For Zach Roll.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was named after you.
Yeah, yep. That's why.
Yeah, you have your own generation. That's pretty cool. So we're talking about the generation gap and how it specifically watches or changes how you watch TV and stuff like that, and Netflix especially. Because, you know, millennials, we tend to be accused of wasting time on our devices and stuff like that. So, you know, maybe this is not that surprising, but according to a report from Nielsen, millennials spend an average of 9.4 minutes choosing what they want to watch on streaming services like, you know, Netflix or Hulu, Amazon Prime, all that kind of stuff. This includes, like, you know, viewers between the ages of 18 and 34, technically, is what they're counting as the millennials. So, you know. And that's, you know, most of the time, any age group around there. But older people take about half that time.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's like an average.
But it's also Netflix, and so Nielsen's the people that rate like TVs and stuff, TV watching time. But it could also be like younger people are using their parents' accounts too.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, I hadn't thought about
that. Can't really track that.
Well, I mean, I imagine in the survey they probably had, I don't know.
Yeah,
well,
so
I spend like a long time.
Me too.
If I find a show to watch, me and my wife will watch the whole show.
Just binge all the way through it.
Like,
but
nonstop.
I'm with you, though. Taking that time to, like, figure out what you're going to watch, especially if you have someone else you're watching with. Like, you know, your wife, like, back whenever I was married, it would take us forever to figure out. Like, we'd spend an hour just, like, trying to figure out what to watch on Netflix or whatever. Because, you know, like, we're sitting there like, all right, well, I don't know. She's not really in the mood for an action movie. I'm not really in the mood for, like, you know, horror. Like, you know, this, that, and the other. We just go back and forth.
Right.
And
do you want to watch a movie? Do you want to watch a TV show? Do you want to watch a documentary? Do you want to watch a miniseries?
Yeah. Like, how much time do we have before we go to bed? How much time, like, before we have to go to this thing that we're going to? Like, you know, like, it's tough, man. Like, trying to figure out what you're going to watch.
Especially if you watch a movie, you'll generally spend, at least me, I'll spend more time looking for a movie to watch than it would take to watch the whole movie.
Yeah, you're just like, I could have watched a whole movie by the time I found this movie. Come on. You gotta go with classics. You got a couple, like, in the bag that you're just like, I know, I can always go back to this. Boondock Saints is one for me.
Star Wars.
Any of the Disney movies is, like, fun for me.
Any Wes Anderson movie they have.
Oh, Wes Anderson. Those. Yeah. I don't know. See, I have to be in the right mindset for a Wes Anderson movie. Because, you know, they're super quirky. And, you know, they're fun. I love Wes Anderson movies, don't get me wrong. But yeah, that's definitely a thing.
Yeah.
Apparently 21% from this survey, the viewers actually said that they give up and won't watch anything if they're not able to make their minds. So,
I've been there.
Yeah, that's what I usually do. Just go over to YouTube and just, because I already got my subscriptions. Just watch whatever they tell
it
me to.
It tells you what you want to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just catered like already for you. Mm-hmm. It's just good to go. But yeah, so it looks like, so far, with the three generations we have represented, like, there's not really that much difference.
Not really, no.
Like, we all spend quite a bit of time. I'm surprised that these people chose what to watch in 10 minutes. Like, that's kind of quick, and if you ask me.
Unless you just want to watch something.
Like, yeah, you're like, I'm going to click
what's
on.
That looks
sure,
cool.
Let's give that a try. That's going to suck.
Yeah, but either way, you know, if you're looking for stuff to watch, you know, AFN's always got a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, if you're looking for sports, we got two different sports channels. If you're looking for movies, you know, we've got an entire channel dedicated to movies. And if you can't figure out what you want to watch, just click on AFN Movie. Something good is going to be playing regardless.
That's
right. So, you know, you can just check that out.
And
you
want, it's free.
Yeah, and it's free. So there you go.
Yeah. If you're on base, it's free.
Yeah, that's like money in your pocket. It's free 99 right there, baby.
Free 99.
Except for no 99, because, I mean, we're not going to charge you anything for it.
That's it.
Yeah. But, yeah, definitely go out and check out all the AFN channels. We got all kinds of really cool stuff. You know, got AFN Family if you want stuff for the whole family or the kids and stuff like that. You know, lots of different channels. And you don't even have to think about it because it's already on playing for you.
Yeah. And stick around because we have your weather coming up.
Oh, it's so cold. Ouch.
It is so hot, I told my dog to take the wheel so I could stick my head out the window.
In Camp KC, 77 degrees, partly sunny with a high of 86. In Yongsan, 77 degrees, partly sunny with a high of 89. In the Osan Humphreys area, 81 degrees, mostly cloudy with a high of 88. In Daegu, 79 degrees, sunny with a high of 84. And in Kunsan, 75 degrees, mostly cloudy with a high of 81. How's the exchange rate looking?
Well, your exchange rate is $1 will get you 1,133 Korean won. Your air quality is in the orange zone, unhealthy for sensitive groups, with an AQI of 107 at the moment, so you can wear those masks in uniform.
Sarah, here I have How Long by Charlie Puth coming up next right here on AFN The Eagle, serving America's Best. How Long by Charlie Puth right here on the Penwide Show. Stick around for the next era because I got music from Dan and Shay, Halsey, Salt and Pepper, and more. But right now, here is Where the Streets Have No Name by U2 right here on AFN The Eagle, serving America's Best.